You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, 746 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Brent Wingerter. I almost got it, Wingerter. Good morning, Brent.
How are we doing today?
Great. Brent is with Senior Services Plus. And Brent, thanks so much for coming over and spending some time with us this morning. Tell us about Senior Services Plus.
Well, Senior Services Plus is a nonprofit over in the Alton area. Basically, it was established to help enrich the lives of older adults through programs and services that encourage independent living.
Well, very good. And you have an event coming up in the not-so-distant future, coming up in June.
That's right, June 13th. It's going to be our 6th annual Feed the Need benefit concert. And we're very excited for this year's artists. It's actually Alison Krauss and Union Station, which Alison Krauss is the 27-time, the second-winningest Grammy artist. So that's a very big name for us to have. And also, Alton's favorite, the Harmon Family Bluegrass Band. And Mike Harmon, the head person for that band, actually played with Alison Krauss in Union Station. So he was very helpful in getting us secured with Alison Krauss.
That
for this
was
year.
The big question.
Exactly.
We were all trying to figure out, how did you get Alison
That's
Krauss?
Right.
That's great. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event. And we'll talk more about the event itself in just a little bit, what's going to happen in the event. But who benefits from this event?
Basically, we have our Meals on Wheels program. That's what it benefits directly. Mm-hmm. That's one of our big mission-driven programs that we help support. Basically, we serve 700 seniors in Madison and St. Clair counties in Illinois, and that's 700 seniors per day. So we produce the Meals on Wheels in-house over in our Alton facility, and then they're distributed out to Madison and St. Clair County. So that's what we're here today, hopefully supporting with Feed the Need. To help offset the cost of having produced those Meals on Wheels.
Well, very good. And this service really reaches a lot of people. What would happen if this service wasn't available for seniors, for those in those communities? You said Madison and St. Clair counties in Illinois, right?
Seniors would go hungry. Unfortunately, that is the biggest statement that we can give out. It really would affect them drastically, because not only are these citizens who are seniors who are in need of an interaction, they're also in need of just that connection with someone every day. If they're not provided with someone dropping off that meal, they're not getting that person-to-person interaction. For the ability to live independently, you need to have that personal interaction. Without that, that's just a shame.
When we hear Meals on Wheels, you know, if we don't know much about Meals on Wheels, we might just think, okay, well, great, they're getting food. But I'm glad you brought up the importance of a face-to-face, real face-to-face time with a human being.
Exactly.
And the conversation that happens there. When that conversation happens, then they're more likely to actually eat the food as well. I'm sure a lot of seniors just not as inclined to eat and get the regular nutrition that they need if there isn't that motivation, if there isn't that interaction there.
That's right. And a lot of the seniors that we do deliver to, they're the only ones that are in the area. Their family is living somewhere else. So like you said, unless there's someone there to help push them to eat those nutritional meals, they just simply won't.
So thanks to the partnership with Meals on Wheels, nutrition is happening and conversations are happening with seniors in St. Clair and Madison County in Illinois. And so the event coming up on June 13th, that's a Saturday, June 13th, Feed the Need is a benefit for Meals on Wheels. And that's happening where?
It's going to be happening at the Alton Liberty Bank Alton Amphitheater.
Very good. And that's the one I don't think I've been to an event there, but when you take that, what's the bridge?
It's the Clark Bridge.
The Clark Bridge. When you go across the Clark Bridge, it's just north of that, isn't it?
It's literally just to the left of it.
Right up the river, just a little bit.
You've got the Clark Bridge, you've got the Alton Amphitheater, and then you've got the Argosy Casino right in the middle of it.
So you can see it as you're coming across that big bridge. That's the one with the big yellow arms, isn't it?
It's got it. I know it has a white overhang. I can tell you that.
So it's happening there at the in Alton at the amphitheater there, the Liberty Bank Amphitheater. And Saturday, June 13th, tell us about what's going to go down. You mentioned that the Harmon Family Bluegrass Band is going to open the concert.
That's right. This is their second or third year, I believe, of actually being our opener for this concert. So they have been huge supporters of us since day one of this concert.
Do they have a connection to the community, or they just love?
They're from the Alton area.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they're one of the bigger bluegrass bands around the community. So they have been like I said, great supporters of us, and we love them. They keep coming back, and they keep wanting to come back, so we're going to continue to provide them. But no, they're going to start off the concert again this year at 7 o'clock, and the doors open up at 5, so you have a good time to get there and catch them as well.
Very good. So the Harmon Family Bluegrass Band at 7. The gates open at 5, and then 8:30, big headliner, Alison Krauss and Union Station. Now, prior to this event, were you a bluegrass fan?
I was not, personally. I'm more of the country fan, I guess you could say. I'm more of a variety of everything, but
yeah,
definitely not the bluegrass on my radar, but it's been a pleasant surprise, the response that we've gotten so far for it. So, and actually, you know, they've done a couple surveys to kind of see what is the prime genre for the area, and bluegrass is the leader of that. So that's what we went with this
year. And we have a few bluegrass fans here in the house, in this building as well. It's not the style of music we generally play here on Worldwide KFUO, but it sounds like it's just going to be a fun event. Alison Krauss and Union Station, the headliner at this Feed the Need benefit for Meals on Wheels on Saturday, June 13th. How can we find out more? Do we need to get tickets in advance? Do we buy tickets at the gate?
You can do both. We prefer it to be done in advance, of course, but the biggest place we've been pushing people is online at metrotix.com. If you can't get to that, you can obviously go to our website, seniorservicesplus.org. And if not, and if you're looking for a connection to the St. Louis side of things, the Fox Theater also can print tickets down at the Fox Theater as well. So
very good.
So a little bit closer for people on the St. Louis side to go there.
Well, it sounds like a fun event. And you mentioned that this event has happened before. How often is this, or how many years has this been going on?
This is the sixth annual of this event, and it's grown every year since. I believe 2 years ago, we had a little bit of a mishap with the tornadoes that actually came through. So it was actually last year's event where they had to postpone it for a little while, but still, everybody stayed and helped support the concert. So that means the core of what we're doing here every day and every year is there, and it's a need.
The support that comes from this, what have you been able to do? How has the support really enabled you to do what you've set out to do as with Meals on Wheels and Senior Services Plus?
Well, I'll tell you what, last year we produced 125,000 Meals on Wheels in 2014. So we asked for a suggested donation of $4. The actual return for that is only about, I believe, a little bit less than $2 that we actually get in donations from the people who are receiving those Meals on Wheels. So with every dollar amount that we're able to raise, it just goes directly back into there. You know, if we look at, say, we raise $40,000 from this event, that can produce, you know, at $4 of a donation, that's about $7,500.
So what you're saying is when delivering meals, providing that service to seniors, generally the suggested donation from those who are receiving this service is $4 per
that's
meal.
Right.
And you said on average it's around, it's about $2.
Less than $2. That's correct.
So this events like this help make up the difference for that service, so that you can continue to provide that service to those who are in need. And you know, for some of us thinking $4 a meal, that's not that much. But depending on the circumstances, $4 a meal, that can make or break someone.
Yeah, and with our Meals on Wheels program, we actually have the Visiting Nurses Association over in Alton that go out to these particular people's homes, and they decide whether or not they should be receiving these Meals on Wheels at no cost. And with that, they're classified into low income, which is a problem because, you know, we can expect that this $4 donation spot is not going to be reached at all. So the more that we can help promote this particular event, the better we're going to be able to still produce these, even when we may not get the government funding or anything like that from the Meals on Wheels Association of America or anything like that. We can still offset and still survive.
You brought up a great point earlier that many of these seniors are individuals whose family, whose loved ones live you know, maybe in state, maybe out of state, but at a distance, they can't really check up on them on a daily basis. Thanks to, you know, technology that we have today, we can phone and Skype and those sort of things. We can text to keep in touch, but it's not the same as being there in person.
That's true.
So when you're thinking about these individuals, this is like thinking about your grandma or grandpa or mom or dad who live, you know, a couple hours away or across the country. Providing a service like this is important, not only to that individual, but also to those who care for them and love them as well.
That's right. And you'd actually be surprised the amount of Skyping that's actually being done between seniors. Oh, yes, right now. We actually produce, we have computer classes that take them through at no charge. So they're getting more tech savvy, I will say that.
Are you getting some Skype calls from some of your senior friends now?
Unfortunately, no. Not at this time.
Well, let's, with just a couple of minutes left, let's take a look again at the details for this event. Feed the Need benefit concert for Meals on Wheels. That's happening Saturday, June 13th.
That's correct.
And the gate opens at
5 p.m.
All right. Very good. 5 p.m. Opening act, the Harmon Family Bluegrass Band, and which is becoming your new favorite music, right?
I think by the end of this, I might end up liking them.
And then headlining Alison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas. General admission, $40 for the event. Gold Circle admission. What is Gold Circle?
Now, Gold Circle, that's kind of interesting. We allotted the first four rows of the amphitheater to be what we call the Gold Circle. That is the prime seating. You get a chair. Everything else is standing blanket or lawn chair, similar to that. So actually, on a side note of that, we are actually sold out of our Gold Circle.
Okay, so if you want a Gold Circle, never mind.
Yes, that is off.
Well, very good. And we can find information about the event and get tickets. Where can we find that again?
Either at metrotix.com, the Fox Theater,
okay,
at seniorservicesplus.org, or it's actually also at the Alton Visitors Bureau as well.
Very good. So great places. MetroTix.com. You can get the tickets pretty easily, or like you said, the Fox, or at the Alton
Visitors Bureau.
Very good. And they can find out more at seniorservicesplus.org as well. Brent Wingerter, thank you so much for being my guest this morning here on His Time and sharing with us about this great event. Glad that you're starting to like bluegrass just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Thanks so much for being our guest on His Time.
You have a good one.